Ephesians 6, Paul says, "Pray also for me that when I speak, a message may be given to me to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I'm an ambassador in chains. Pray that I might declare it boldly as I must speak." If you notice, the manna quote is very short. That's the thought-provoking, prayerful quote at the beginning of the service. It is very short. One on God's side is a majority. My mother always said that. I never knew who to attribute it to until now in the days of the internet. You can find out these things. One on God's side is a majority. My version of that for the bouncing off of this scripture today is one plus the Holy One, capital O, one plus that one equals way more than two. You hear me? One plus the Holy One equals way more than two. If you've ever been in a Bible study or in a deep conversation or in a classroom situation, you ever have this happen where someone asks a question, and it's a good question, and then because of that question, it helps to form and narrow down thoughts, and the second question is a really good question. You ever experienced that? First question's good, and it leads to an even better question. So let's do that with this scripture. First question is, why does the Lord bother to save one sheep when he's already got 99 safe at his feet? That's a good question. The second question's even better. For what purpose? For what purpose does the Lord save that one little sheep? The first question, why bother? Any of us who have been steeped in, a more conservative theology and upbringing, if you were brought up in the church, you may have fallen into a pothole and not been able to get out of it. So we have one foot firmly planted in this tradition, and yet the other foot has to be free to be planted on the other side. It's a both-and thing. So specifically what I mean is this. One of our favorite hymns, one of mine, Amazing Grace. Oh, what a wretch am I. That's one half of the gospel message. But if we only have that, we're hopping around on one foot, and it's not Jesus' message here. One versus 99, this one needs help. Why does God bother? Because God loves us. It's cliche, you've heard this a zillion times, but Jesus is telling us how much every hair on our head, how much more important are you than the two sparrows that are sold for one coin? This love is real, and it's for each one of us, each one of us. So what a worm and wretch am I? Yeah, I'm sinful. I'm human. I make mistakes. I go away from you, God. But the other foot is this. God loves us that much. Anybody here a parent of more than one child? All of you are going to relate instantly and deeply to what I'm going to share with you next. One child at some point comes up to you and says, in their own words, you love my brother or sister more than you love me. Right? Right? Yeah. And then we have to search for words, depending on their age, to say that we love you all equally, and yet when one of you is in need, we got to pay more attention to you at the moment than the other. When one sheep, all it takes is lost. This is the kind of love Jesus is talking about. He's talking about God. This is incredible love. Second question. For what purpose does God reach out, take the extra mile, and go and save the one lost sheep? For what purpose? What purpose does God have for that one sheep? That's a good question. Let's make it personal. What purpose does God have for you and me when we are that one lost sheep? And God comes a-hunting for us. Not with a switch, but with sandals and a ring and a meal. Maybe you and I, when we are in that position, are like this one sheep. April 29th, 1992, Bobby Green is watching his TV. Riots are taking place in the city. And the riots are taking place because there's footage of four policemen who had beaten up Rodney King. And at the point where he's watching the TV with horror, they drag him out of his truck and they start to beat him with bricks. And it's very obvious he's going to die. This mob is going to kill him. Then he looks carefully at his TV and he realizes, this is out front. This is here. Totally unarmed, jumps up, runs out into the middle of the mob, pulls Rodney out from them, puts him back in his truck, and drives his truck and all. I don't remember numbers. Tons of sand loaded in the back. I don't know how many tons was loaded in the back of this truck. All the way to the hospital, saves his life. Maybe you are that kind of sheep. Maybe you're this kind of sheep. Some of you will know who I'm talking about because I learned last time I mentioned this individual, some of you are actually related to this man. Over 100 years old. I won't mention his name. He's the only person I've ever known, come to think of it, over 100 years old. He's over 100 years old. He still goes out for walks in his wheelchair. He could walk, but he broke his hip and he didn't want to take any chances of doing any more damage, so he scooted around in his wheelchair. So he comes in from his morning walk, and every day he looks for those who are weaker and less ambulatory and less able to roll themselves into the dining room. So get the picture. Here he is, over 100 years old, in his wheelchair, motoring and helping push others into the dining room. Maybe you're that kind of one sheep. One plus the Holy One equals way more than two. Maybe you're like this one sheep. I used to attend a class on weekends for 2 years in New Jersey. And we met it's a metropolitan area in New Jersey, and lots of suburban crazy traffic, just crazy traffic, if you're not used to that. So one time we had a weekend retreat, and we had to drive from where our classes were held about 20 minutes south in crazy, crazy traffic, We got there for a weekend retreat, and one woman who was probably in her mid-late 60s, very timid, did not like to drive roads she was unfamiliar with. I mean, not like is not putting it strong enough. She was petrified to drive anywhere a route she didn't know. She left her scarf back at the classroom area, 20 minutes away. So, yeah, your first thought might be, okay, it's a scarf. No, it was a special gift given to her by a very special person under incredibly special circumstances. Yes, she had other scarves, but that one she wore specifically for this retreat. There was enough time. She could have driven back, come back with a scarf, and started the retreat and been there on time. She was petrified. One of the people in our class drove her 20 minutes back through the crazy traffic. She picked up her scarf, drove her back. They made it in time. We started the retreat. You would have thought that he found her wallet. More than that, you would have thought that he found her lost sister or brother. She did not stop thanking him the whole weekend of the retreat. Maybe you are that kind of sheep. One plus the Holy One equals way more than two. Human nature is that all of us get blinded by habit. We all do. I mean, it's just, that's not a judgmental statement. It's a what is statement. We all get blinded by habit. We tend to notice things when they're just kind of cooking along. We don't tend to notice. We tend to notice when something breaks. That gets our attention. We tend to notice that when the routine suddenly hits a brick wall and, wait, I can't go that road anymore. We tend to notice when something that has been fine suddenly isn't. So I want to draw our attention to, and I'll let you figure out who I'm talking about. You ever wonder, when you're in need and you got a special emergency or a special hurt or a special need of some kind, who are the people who are regularly there? I'm talking about, yeah. Do we notice how things are kept up inside and out? Would we know who to thank for that? Maybe you are that kind of sheep. One plus the Holy One equals way more than two. Maybe you're the kind of person in one of my churches. I've met several people like this through my lifetime, but this one really, really, really did it. He or she made it their goal. No matter where they went, they walked into the bank, into a grocery store, into wherever, their goal was to try to help the person on the other side of the desk or cash register or whatever bring a smile to their face. And they got pretty good at it. Maybe you're that type of sheep. Maybe you're that type of sheep in the classroom, at work, here, sitting in a restaurant, on the internet with our devices. Maybe you're that kind of sheep. First question, why does God bother to reach out and rescue one sheep when God's got 99? Isn't that enough for you, God? Because that's just what God does. One of my sons, you'll ask him a question like that, he'll say, I don't know, it's just what I do. That's just what God does. Goes the third and fifth and 20th extra mile because God loves you and me that much. Good question. But the second one's better. For what purpose does God do the second to the 20th extra mile to come and save you and me? What kind of sheep are you and I going to be walking out of the doors today? One on God's side is a majority. Why? Because one plus the Holy One equals way more than two. Amen.